Welcome to the Breakdown to Breakthrough podcast. My name is Lisa A. Romano. I am a life coach, best-selling author, YouTube vlogger, meditation teacher, and expert in the field of codependency and narcissistic abuse. I am a believer in the power of an organized mind. My aim is to help people learn what it means to live above the veil of consciousness rather than living a reactive life. May your heart feel blessed, your mind feel expanded, and your spirit find hope as you spend time with me here at the Breakdown to Breakthrough podcast. So today we're going to be talking about narcissists and why it's obvious to spot they lack emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is super important in a society and a family and just being a human. The more emotionally intelligent you are, actually the more peaceful you feel, the more non-resistant you are, you have a happy outlook on life, you don't believe everyone's out to get you, you tend to understand that everybody is flawed, everybody has a history, everybody has problems, and you're not the kind of person who wants to exploit those problems. You're somebody who wants to bring people together. You're somebody who has a we mentality. You're somebody who believes that you should encourage people. You're also someone who knows that you're not always right. And you're someone who's willing to be wrong. You're not someone who's going to dig in their heels and say, I know I'm right. And you're not someone who's going to block out information that proves that you're wrong. You're actually someone who wants to know, if I'm wrong, I need to know. And you are very willing to work with people and hire people that are smarter than you, that have qualities at work and have qualities in themselves that you don't possess. So being emotionally intelligent, in my opinion, to make it simple, means that you're a humble person. You're not someone who is out there trying to prove that you're the best. You're not someone who has envy issues. You're someone who really wants to get along with people and sees the big picture. Being emotionally intelligent means that you're someone who is self-aware. This means that you're somebody who is aware of their emotions. You're also aware of how you speak, what words you choose. You're somebody who's choosing their words wisely. And you're also someone who understands that how you speak is going to affect other people. So in the workplace, you're not someone who is going to be angry and mean and respond to or react to your anger. You're someone who may know that they're angry, but you don't need to kick the waste paper basket across the room to prove a point. You don't need to offend someone and use unhealthy language or toxic language. You're someone who is aware that they're upset, but you're not willing to use words that are going to hurt someone else's feelings. So if you are self-aware and you are willing to look at your emotions and you care about how other people feel, then you're not a narcissist. Another quality of someone who has emotional intelligence is their ability to regulate their own emotions. So this does not mean that we're ignoring our emotions. This just means that we're not allowing our emotions to control us. This means that we're willing to focus on how we feel, we're willing to see the big picture, and we're willing to tamper down this emotion with logic and reason. So just because Mary came to work 15 minutes late and I asked her to come to work 15 minutes early, doesn't mean that I'm not upset. It doesn't mean that I'm really ticked off. It doesn't mean that I might not want to ream her out. It means that I'm not going to. It means that I can look at this emotion and I can regulate it and say, not now, not today. I might go home and journal about it. I might even speak out loud to myself and say, you know what, Lisa, you're angry right now. She said that she was going to come in 15 minutes early. Look at this. She's strolling in the office 15 minutes late. But you know what? Anything could have happened. There could have been traffic. Something could have happened with her kids. You know what? Before I go and say anything, let me get the whole story. And besides, if I react very strongly to her, I don't want to hurt her feelings. She's an excellent employee. She did disappoint me in this moment, but I don't have the big picture. And talking to myself that way is really regulating the emotion. I'm not ignoring it. I'm regulating the emotion. So if you're someone who self-regulates, you're not a narcissist. Another sign of someone who has emotional intelligence is empathy. Now, there are different forms of empathy, but essentially empathy means that I have an emotional response to what you're feeling. So your dog dies and I actually can feel your feelings. I understand what you must be feeling. At work, this is very, very helpful to have people around you that understand one another. These are people who are willing to work as a team. So even though there might be some level of competition, we are not excluding empathy from the desire to do well or to perform well. Now, in the absence of empathy, we have very toxic work environments. We have very toxic sibling relationships. If you have a narcissistic mom, she can actually pit the children against one another and cause competition to establish between the two children or a number of children. If you have parents who are narcissistic, they might compare you to other children that you know, which doesn't help you feel as if those who love you have empathy for you. Narcissists lack empathy. Narcissistic parents lack empathy. Narcissistic bosses lack empathy. They actually encourage competition between their children. They encourage competition between their employees to a fault. And if they are narcissistic themselves, or you have a narcissistic friend even, you might feel like your friend is in competition with you. If you have a female narcissistic friend, she may be in competition for male attention, for instance. Or if you have an insecure, vulnerable narcissist as a friend, this might be somebody who is constantly telling a sob story. There's always a reason for why they can't pay the bill or pay half the bill or pay part of the bill. There's always a sob story. And so if you're dealing with someone who is narcissistic, you will not see this trait of emotional intelligence within them. Another sign of emotional intelligence is someone's desire to actually get along well with others. If you're dealing with a narcissist, you'll notice over time, and I'm smiling because we don't always notice this in the beginning. In the beginning, a narcissist wants to know your mother and father. They want to know your kids. They want to know all your friends. They want to know where you work. They want to know your coworkers. And they seem to want to get along well with the people that you love and you care for. But over time, what you'll notice is they begin driving wedges between you and the people that love you the most. So someone who is highly narcissistic or someone who you believe has narcissistic traits is not going to be interested in getting along well with others. This is a very specific human trait, and I think it's worth looking for in a person, in a friend, in a relationship, and it's even important to cultivate within yourself. Wanting to get along with other people means I have to be humble, I have to be willing to listen, I have to be willing to be wrong, and I have to be willing to learn. These are all wonderful traits. And so if you're dealing with someone who is narcissistic, what you will notice is they do not possess the sign of emotional intelligence. Another sign that you're dealing with someone who lacks emotional intelligence, specifically as it relates to someone with high narcissistic traits, is that they are not self-motivated. In other words, they might be motivated to achieve, but they want to achieve for the I, or the me, and not the we. Someone who has high emotional intelligence is self-motivated, but sees the benefit to the family. They see the benefit to the organization that they work for or work with. They see the benefit of working hard on a project and how it's going to benefit the team. When you're dealing with someone who's highly narcissistic, they might be motivated, but they're self-motivated out of grandiosity, out of the need for admiration, out of the need to be seen as special and unique. And it actually deteriorates a team and a family and a partnership over time. When you have a partner, for instance, who wants all the praise and wants all the glory, that person isn't interested in you and how you feel. That person is interested in making it seem like your business is where it is because of all their success.
And this shows up in partnerships too. So if you buy a home or if you go on a trip, a narcissist is going to make it seem like it all happened because of them. So someone who lacks emotional intelligence is not someone who is self-motivated for the benefit of the team or the benefit of the we. They might be motivated through the self, but they're motivated on behalf of the grandiose self. Another sign of emotional intelligence that you will not see in a narcissist is the ability to make peace with their weaknesses. If you have high emotional intelligence, then you know that you're not perfect, and you know that you have strong attributes, you have strong traits, you have strong qualities, and you are weak in other areas. Maybe you need to be stronger in the area of setting boundaries and saying no. Maybe you take on too much at work and you end up being resentful, or maybe you don't have a clear home life balance. Maybe you work too many hours and difficult to say no, but you have emotional intelligence in other areas. You're highly aware, you're very motivated, you have empathy for others, but you're also able to say that you need help in the area of boundaries, because that's also another sign of emotional intelligence. You know when you're overdoing. You know when you're doing too much. You know even when you're being taken advantage of, but you also know that in relationships and in workplace environments, people take advantage of those who allow them to be taken advantage of. So you take accountability for that, which is also another sign of emotional intelligence. But in this specific area, when you are someone who has emotional intelligence, you're someone who is able to identify your weaknesses, and you don't implode. You don't run from it. You don't make excuses for it. You accept it, and you work towards actually enhancing that trait rather than running from it and pretending they don't exist. Another sign of emotional intelligence, I just touched upon that earlier, is boundaries. When someone is narcissistic, they lack boundaries. They have no problem calling you all hours of the day, all hours of the night. They have no problem intruding on your privacy. They don't expect you to say no. They don't have much integrity when it comes to honoring your space. You're not seen as a 3D autonomous human being. You're seen as an extension of them. You're supposed to be afraid of them. You're supposed to want to cater to them. And they're quite confused when someone says no, and they don't really like to be around people who say no. They gravitate towards people who have high empathy and who may struggle with saying no. So a narcissist is not someone who has the ability to respect and honor boundaries. So this is a sign that they lack emotional intelligence. And it's a sign that you should be looking out for. If the narcissist embarrasses you in front of other people, that's a boundary issue. They didn't respect your emotions. They didn't respect how you were going to feel. If the narcissist says they're going to be someplace and they don't show up and they make excuses for it, that's a boundary issue. If a narcissist takes things that don't belong to them, that's a boundary issue. If a narcissist does not take care of themselves and just expects you to pay for their DWIs, or you are the one that's supposed to bail them out of jail, or you're the one that's supposed to lend them money for a particular project, that's a boundary issue. So if you're dealing with someone who is narcissistic, you will notice over time, if you are objective enough and gain enough perspective, that this is one of the qualities of emotional intelligence that a narcissist actually lacks. Another sign that a narcissist lacks emotional intelligence is that they very rarely stay present focused. If you are a problem solver and you are able to stay in the moment and you are solution oriented, then you have some level of emotional intelligence. Someone who is highly narcissistic generally tends to complain about what's going on, or they whine about what they have to do to get a job done. They're generally someone who is complaining, stomping their feet, they don't want to do it, or they're complaining about what it takes to get the job done. Whereas someone with emotional intelligence assesses what's happening, identifies the goal, and gets right to solving the problem. Now, this type of a person who has emotional intelligence, if they have their boundaries in order, they will not be drained by somebody who cannot stay present focused, somebody who is complaining and whining about the way things are. And so it's really important that if you're working with people, that if you're in relationships with people, if you're dating people, you're looking for signs of emotional intelligence. Now, someone who lacks emotional intelligence, you will not see these traits in them, and you will actually see the opposite. So rather than being present focused, you're going to hear a lot of whining about why they can't get the job done or why they can't get their act together. There's always going to be an excuse. Now, the good news is that those of us who want to gain emotional intelligence and those of us who do not have narcissistic personality disorder, those of us who don't have issues when it comes to being borderline or cluster B or antisocial, will have a much easier time being able to move the needle and becoming more emotionally intelligent because we understand what's happening and we have some level of emotional regulation that many people with the cluster B personality issues don't have. That's the good news for someone who doesn't have this particular set of issues. However, I truly believe, call me an optimist, I really believe that the clearer we identify a problem, the clearer we are able to develop solutions. So I am of the firm belief that almost anybody, not everybody, but almost anybody who is willing to look at themselves objectively and say, yes, I have that issue, somebody who is willing to wrestle their ego, because the ego is tied to survival and the ego does not want to transition. It does not want to let go. It wants to hold on to all of these defense mechanisms. It's not me, it's you. That is what the ego wants to do. But someone who develops enough self-awareness, someone who is able to find the silent observer within, someone who understands the concept of metacognition, the ability to observe the way I think, you are actually someone who has an opportunity, in my opinion, to milk that state of consciousness so much that you're able to recognize the faulty, limiting beliefs and the defense mechanisms that are actually keeping you stuck. I'm not saying it's easy to do, because essentially what we're doing is changing a personality trait. We're switching out one personality trait for a healthier personality trait. But I firmly believe that if you stay on this path, if you're a truth seeker, if you're somebody who believes that you can spiritually evolve, emotionally evolve, psychologically evolve, if you're somebody who wants to get along with other people, if you're somebody who wants to be a magnet for love, a magnet for abundance, if you truly want these things, I believe that anything is possible. It's not easy to do. You have to develop mental toughness. You have to develop resiliency. And I know that I've been able to train thousands of people do that. So I know that it is possible. I also am someone who once felt like the world was out to get me. I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. And as I understood and I was able to label being the adult child of an alcoholic, how my childhood affected me, I understood my ACE score. I understood there were adverse childhood experiences that I experienced that created this stuck in survival nervous system response to what was happening outside of me, which was also like a biofeedback loop, was creating this very, very negative biome experience, if you will. So I was just stuck in this loop mentally, emotionally, physically, physiologically. As I began to identify all these things that happened in my life, who I was, even though I was a mess at one point in my life, made sense. And so as I identified all these problems, over time, I was able to develop systematic solutions. And so I know that this can work. And so I hope that this has inspired you to take a better look at yourself, to take a more objective look at your relationships, and to identify what is emotional intelligence. Is the person I'm dealing with more narcissistic? Or are they lacking emotional intelligence? Like, what's really going on here? And certainly if someone is narcissistic, they absolutely are not emotionally intelligent. And the really bizarre thing is that you might be talking to someone who is highly narcissistic, who is convinced they are emotionally intelligent. And that's where you have to use the spirit of discernment to figure out whether or not you actually believe that that's true. Because just because someone says they are one way doesn't mean that they actually are. That's up for you to decide how you feel. It's a spirit of discernment. That's not judging. That's you using your rational and logical mind to discern whether or not this person is really who they think they are and who they present themselves to be. Super helpful in a work situation, in a family experience, and even in a partnership and or a friendship. I hope this has helped make things a little bit clearer for you in your life. And I hope that it empowers you to understand more fully the benefit of becoming emotionally intelligent.